Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brian Matterbore is here. He's our good friend, great Brain Trust member, the author of Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. He's one of our top creative and leadership experts. Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I talk about a lot in my book is customer expectations. I believe that the relationship between a business and a customer from now forward is going to be driven by what the customer expectations are, and which believe it or not, are different than they were 10, 15 years ago. But I also believe that as you were talking a little bit out earlier in our visit, I also believe that business owners and employers need to start thinking about the expectations of their employees too, because I believe their relationships, and as we were talking earlier a little bit about the millennials, the younger generation, the Gen Ys, the 20-somethings, their expectations, some of them are justified, some of them are not, but they still are their expectations. We have to think about those too, don't we? Deploying our teams to run our businesses.
Well, yeah, and there's a paradox there, I think, because the newer employees and the younger ones, if you will, I remember we did a session for a credit card company. There was such a crust on the top in terms of openness to new ideas.
I like the word you use there. That's pretty graphic and descriptive and accurate.
But on the other hand, they can drive you nuts. You have to sort of balance that. Recognize that they're going to have all these ideas, but then use the sort of senior perspective to make those ideas a reality. In often case, but it's important to recognize and popularize and give them the opportunity to share that. Because frankly, they're not going to be there long if they don't get an opportunity to do those
right.
kind of things.
Well, I love the stories that you were telling earlier in the previous segment. Some of the stories about how you went out and penetrated the organization to find out what was really going on out there, and to identify that there's often a disconnect between what the leadership wants or thinks should happen and how it really works out on the line.
Well, absolutely. And, when we do our, quote, creativity training workshops with companies, we require every single person that comes to that session to have submitted to us beforehand a real-world challenge so that we can match the techniques we teach with those real-world challenges, because we don't want this sort of theoretical out-there thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to see that this is going to work against their real-world challenges. And frankly, it's just fascinating to see what those challenges are. If I'm senior management, finding out what those challenges to me is as interesting as, in some ways, as having them learn all these techniques, because it's a reflection of where the organization is at that moment in time,
mm-hmm.
based on the kinds of challenges they're asking. Is it, can we save money? Can we be more efficient? Can we do a better job of customer service? Can we launch this product better? All those things are indicative of where the company is and, frankly, where it needs to go.
What is the most common thing? What is the thing that if you approach 10 businesses, you're almost always going to find needs to be fixed in a business?
Well, I think it varies on the size of the company and the industry. But I think the single answer is, how do we find more clients for the small business guy?
Well, I mean internally. What is the thing within the group, within the teams? Is it because the leaders aren't listening? The leaders aren't asking. This dysfunction in the ranks. What do you think?
I really think it's frankly being overworked. and job satisfaction, you know, overworked, and that leads to less than happy employees.
Do you think that that's a product of the residual from the crisis and the recession?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you seeing that in big companies, especially right now?
Especially true in big companies,
because
they've just downsized so much, they've gotten so efficient.
They cut more than they really should, didn't they?
They sure did. We had an innovation project. All six of the people on that innovation team are gone.
Yeah.
Either been re-signed or gone to other companies. You know,
I had one
client say to me, I couldn't believe they said this. They said, "We don't have time now to be curious."
Yeah. Yeah, talk about a death wish.
Oh my God!
Talk about writing your own epitaph. Put that on the gravestone of the company, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
We didn't have time to be curious.
Yes, yes, and that's probably true of all of us in life as well.
I think you make a good point. So, what's the cautionary tale for small business owners? I think is okay. Is this happening to your company? Check your position with your employees. Maybe you need to realize your people are overworked. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, because ideas can be used not only to get new products and stuff, but to find ways to do things better, faster, cheaper, quicker, you know, and smarter. I don't have time to get ideas.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
You have time to save time.
I've seen that. See, what that person just described is their crisis management.
You can't grow.
You may not be able to survive if you're a crisis manager. Brian, a website quickly, one more time.
The website is Growth Engine. It's www.growth-engine.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, Brian. Good comeback soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Fun
see
as
you.
Always.
Quick break. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.